Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he left and began teaching and preaching to the towns. John was in prison when he heard what Christ was doing. So John sent some of his followers to Jesus to ask him, "Are you the one we should be looking for, or must we wait for someone else?" Jesus answered, "Go and tell John what you have heard and seen. The blind are not able to see, and the lame can walk. People with leprosy are being healed, and the deaf can hear. The dead are raised to life, and the poor are hearing the good news. God will bless everyone who doesn't reject me because of what I do." As John's followers were going away, Jesus spoke to the crowds about John. "What sort of person do you go out into the desert to see? Was he like fall grass blown about in the wind? What kind of man did you go out to see? Was he someone dressed in fine clothes? People who dress like that live in the king's palace. What did you really go out to see? Was he a prophet? He certainly was. I tell you that he was more than a prophet. In the scriptures, God says about him, 'I am sending my messenger ahead of you to get things ready for you. I will tell you that no one ever born on this earth is greater than John the Baptist. But whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John.'"
And let us pray. Holy and merciful God, we come this morning, we come seeking. Prepare our minds and open our hearts. Help us to experience your presence here this morning and to hear you speak to us through worship today. May the words of my mouth and may the meditations on each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, have you received any Christmas gifts yet? Have you received any Christmas gifts yet? Anything coming under the tree yet or anything? No? Yeah? Maybe a mixed bag? Well, when the Christmas gifts start coming, do you ever maybe give them a little shake? Or if a package isn't wrapped just right, maybe the tape kind of works its way loose, or maybe you help it along and we're tempted to take a peek? Why do we do this? What are we looking for? I ask because in this morning's scripture, Jesus is asking some disciples, "What are you looking for?" These guys weren't Jesus' disciples. They were actually disciples of John the Baptist. If you know John the Baptist, you might remember that John the Baptist was the one who prepared the way for the Lord. John's ministry was to lead people from sin to the Savior. This is actually the John the Baptist who baptized Jesus. So at the time of our scripture, John was actually in prison because he had offended the king. And sitting in jail, those thoughts started to creep in. You know, is Jesus really the Savior? Because the Savior would be the Messiah. He would be God's chosen one. And the Messiah would be the triumphant, powerful king and the holy high priest. But Jesus didn't really look like, and he didn't really act like a king. Jesus didn't really talk like or teach like a priest. So John sent some of his own disciples to get confirmation that Jesus was the Savior. So it's with this in mind that I'd invite you to hear again today's scripture, a reading from Matthew chapter 11. And I'll begin with verse 2. When John heard in prison, so John was in prison and he heard what the Messiah, what Jesus was doing. John sent word by John's disciples. Through his disciples, John said to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for someone else?" In other words, what should we be looking for? Because Jesus didn't really look like the Messiah they were expecting. He didn't have the mighty white horse. He wasn't raising up this powerful army. He wasn't living in a palace. He wasn't plotting to overthrow Jerusalem. Instead, Jesus was basically homeless and living from meal to meal. Continuing with verse 4, Jesus answered John's disciples saying, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them." What more could you be looking for? Continuing with verse 6, "And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I may offend some people doing God's will. But the reality is, I'm here to bring healing and hope. I'm here to save people from their sin. And our scripture continues. As John's disciples, as they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. Jesus said, What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? What were you looking for? Were you looking for a reed shaken by the wind? What were you looking for? Did you go out to see someone dressed in soft robes and living in a palace? Remember this idea of the Messiah, of the mighty ruler, of the warrior king. What were you looking for? Someone dressed in soft robes, living in a palace? Because here's Jesus, basically, with the clothes on his back, and some could argue homeless. What were you looking for? A prophet? John the Baptist sure sounds like a prophet. He called people from sin and pointed them to the Savior. He was pretty blunt about it. There wasn't any fine print. Repent, believe, and change your life. Our scripture continues. "Yes, I being Jesus, I tell you, John's more than a prophet." Jesus continued, "This is the one about whom it's written, 'See, I'm sending my messenger John ahead of you. He will prepare the way for you.' And truly I tell you, among those born of women," and that would be all of us, "among those born of women, no one has been or is greater than John the Baptist. And yet, the least of those in the kingdom of heaven, they're still greater than John is." What are you looking for? You must be looking for something. What are you trying to find? We peek at a package under the Christmas tree and we give it that little shake. What are we looking for? How do we answer the question that's framing our Advent and Christmas series? All I want for Christmas is... What are we looking for? Do you know who I mean when I say Rose Kennedy? President Kennedy's mom, JFK's mom? Rose Kennedy was at a Bible study, and during the study, the people were challenged to be ready to meet the Lord. They were challenged to keep turning from sin and to turn toward their Savior. When the meeting was over, Rose Kennedy told the teacher, "You know, I've already done what you were suggesting here." Rose said, "Well, you know, when she was newly married, she was into the power and the money. She was selfish and living for her own desires. And then she gave birth to a beautiful baby girl with mental retardation." Rose said they were devastated. They were mad at God. They were bitter toward God. And every ounce of joy was sucked from their lives. And then one night when they were supposed to go to a party, Rose decided not to go because she was scared of herself. She was scared of the way she might react. She said if someone said the wrong thing about their little girl, she might come unglued. And she didn't want that. Rose's anger was consuming her. That night, one of Rose's maids said, "You know, Mrs. Kennedy, I've been watching you these past few weeks. You're so angry and I'm worried about you. If you don't do something, it's going to ruin you. I think you should pray this prayer." Rose fired her on the spot. But Rose couldn't sleep that night. She tossed and she turned, and then in an act of deep surrender, she prayed that little simple prayer. "O Lord, make my heart a manger where the Christ child can be born. O Lord, make my heart a manger where the Christ child can be born." It's a simple prayer of surrender. It's a simple prayer asking for help. "Oh Lord, make my heart a manger where the Christ child can be born." Rose Kennedy said she'd always been religious. She was Catholic. She believed in Jesus. But that night for her was different. On that night, she opened her heart to Jesus in a new way. On that night, her heart became a manger. On that night, love replaced anger. The deepest wounds in her soul, they began to heal. We hear the words of Jesus, and they're words of comfort. But they can also be words of confrontation. What are you looking for? In case you're wondering, Rose Kennedy rehired the maid that she had fired. And the woman worked for the Kennedys until she died. We come this morning. Maybe you're a religious person. Maybe you're not. Either way, we come in the middle of the Advent season and we're reminded that precious gift is open for you. I should say that precious gift is given for you to open and to receive. So what are you looking for? And will you open and receive that gift that each of us has been given? Let's pray. And for the prayer today, I'm just going to pray that prayer of Rose Kennedy's maid this morning, and I'll pray it twice. If you would like to join me, if it's appropriate for you, at some point you're welcome to join me. O Lord, make my heart a manger where the Christ child can be born. O Lord, make my heart a manger where the Christ child can be born. Amen. As people who have been given so much by God through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and we are reconciled or reconnected to God through Jesus Christ. We offer ourselves and we bring our tithes and our offerings this morning.